My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Many thanks. Just before we meet the cast, let me welcome our audience here at the Westminster Theatre, and in particular, a party from St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. Shout here if you're here. Do you hear?
There we are. Stand up.
Thank you. Most welcome you are. That's who they are. We are John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norton. John, first question. Opera, as it happens.
Oh.
Giuseppe Di Stefano, singing what, please, from what? Whose aria, John, please?
That was Norman Del Mar's brother, Cielo Del Mar.
Cielo A. Mar, all right, yeah. Who sang it in which opera, do you know?
Who sang it in which opera?
No. Or the composer?
Oh, I see. It's by Amilcare Ponchielli.
Ponchielli, yes. Comes
and
from
it's from La Gioconda.
Yes, Ezio's aria, that's right.
Yes.
Giuseppe Di Stefano.
Yeah. There's a rather nice story about when Di Stefano was young and just starting out. He found himself singing in the same company as Beniamino Gigli, who was, of course, the grand old man, the most famous tenor in Italy. And when he got there, he saw that Di Stefano, his name, Di Stefano, was printed much bigger than Gigli. So he went round to Gigli's dressing room and said, Commendatore, I'm extremely sorry. Please, it's not my fault. Please, I'm so sorry. Commendatore said, don't worry. Don't worry. When we sing, the public will put that right.
Oh, yes. Lovely to have that confidence. Frank, listen to this outdoor music. Frank, it is daybreak on the first of the month, and to quote a 17th century writer, vocal music of several parts gives great content to the auditors beneath. The auditors beneath what?
Well, the auditors are the chartered accountants who just live below the composer's floor.
Yes. It's May morning.
May morning. Oh, the Madrigals.
Right. Which tower should we have in Oxford?
Madrigal Tower.
Maudlin.
Maudlin. Maudlin.
Fair enough, I think. Ian, over to you. Schwarzkopf. Where will I find her song? Where will I find that?
Well, you will find that in an operetta called I think it's the Master Minor.
That's right. Yes.
And it's the English translation of it is "Don't be cross."
Yes.
Seinig Böse. It used to be a tremendous favourite on Housewives Choice.
That's right. Yes.
A programme which occasionally they were rash enough to ask me to present, and it was interesting because even at that early hour of the morning, Elizabeth Schwarzkopf singing that particular aria was guaranteed to block the switchboard with calls wanting to know the record number, as far as the telephonist could gather. Always the voices sounded like men, and men of a certain age. And I was...
Her voice there is like a sort of perfect Viennese light cream cake, isn't
essence
it?
Essence of Viennese.
Well, there were a lot of connoisseurs of cream cakes used to get on the blower.
Yes, indeed, yes. It was Der Obersteiger, the mastermind at Don't Be Cross, the song by a composer called Carl Seller. Then it's a different kind of singing by a girl I rather strongly took to. Her hot shoes, as well as her cool voice.
When I was a little girl, I had a pair of mama's dancing shoes to wear. Those days have passed, the feeling stayed. I tried so hard to make the grade. And who would have thought after all those years? Who would have thought after all the tears I cried when things went wrong? I'm here and I belong to dance.
She's very good, isn't she?
Yes.
I take it from your clue that she's something to do with a show called Hot Shoe.
It's the Hot Shoe Show.
The Hot Shoe Show.
Wayne Sleep Show.
Wayne Sleep.
That marvel of television production, may I say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
No, I don't know.
She's the one with the long hair. She's Cherry Gillespie.
Ah, well, worth remembering.
I think you've sacrificed a mark to find that out.
It's worth it.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Not like money.
It's quite a while since I asked you to do your stuff on the subject of mood music. In other words, music specially commissioned, specially composed to underline dramatic settings or to set up situations in television or films. John, what would you say follows this?
Well, if it's not by William Walton, then I should think a letter from his solicitors.
What a good idea, yes. It was a fanfare. It's called The King's Progress. But it's very Henry V-y, sort of, Richard III-y. Yeah. Frank, 14 seconds, Frank, of rather romantic music, and then the orchestra fades under you, and you provide dialogue, perhaps,
romantic.
Or a synopsis, if you will. Anyway, you in when the orchestra fades down. Here we go.
I'm your man.
Right, Frank.
Pammy, it's Barbie speaking. Sorry I'm speaking like this, honey. I caught a cold with those windy breakfasts.
You're right. God, fair enough. Ian, your turn. You'll need one of your famous impenetrable accents, I think, for the dialogue that follows this.
I had had the bistro under observation for about 12 hours. I was very cold and the mist was curling up from the scene, and I slipped into a phone box and I phoned my wife. I said, Mimi, I shall not be home until very late tonight. And she screamed and she uttered mots of quatre lettres. And then she said, you fool, don't you remember? Tonight is our silver wedding. There are 40 guests here. And she put the phone down and I heard the dialing tone. And I said to myself, as they do in Angleterre, a policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Dennis, your turn. 10 seconds of music, and then you with some dialogue or narration or something in character, please.
When she slid her bar stool nearer to mine, I knew we'd had this date from the beginning.
There are 8 million naked stories in the city. This has been one of them.
It's all right, yeah.
Right. How a tune begins is one thing. How it goes on in the middle is quite another. So I'd like to get some middle bits identified, please. John, what is this?
Some jolly mazurka.
Yes, a mazurka by...
Chopin?
Yes, Chopin. Comes from a little bit of his Opus 24, number 1 in G minor. You got it, Chopin Mazurka. Frank, a middle 8, but from which 32-bar chorus? The song...
Carry me back toward Virginia. That's where I
always wanted to hear Frank at 16 revolutions a minute. Yes.
Carry me back to green pastures.
That's right.
The Kentucky Minstrels used to feature it.
Yes.
Can you, any of you, remember the perky little actor who played Mr. Bones? Yes,
C. Denny Warren. His middle name invented silk stockings.
Yeah. And he used to address himself to Mr. Interlocutor, didn't he? All the time. Yeah. Ian, a folkish sort of tune, but by a definite named composer. A middle bit.
I mean, if you don't know what it is, it doesn't really matter whether it's the middle or the beginning.
Do you know it?
Shine over.
I still don't know what it's called.
Shine over.
Estrelita.
Little Star.
Estrelita. Then it's a rather obscure song, but one I've always liked. And Billie Holiday liked it as well, enough to record it. Mary Martin liked it, and perhaps, I don't know, Bing Crosby. Middle bit.
White Christmas.
You're looking at me with such beseeching eyes.
I am. It's a lovely song.
Yeah. I will grant you that, but I can't remember even having heard
By
it.
By Victor Schutzinger. It's called I Don't Want to Cry Anymore. And can you guess the film, since it's Mary Martin and Bing Crosby?
Mary Martin and Bing Crosby made a very nice film called Rhythm on the River.
It's from Rhythm on the River. We can't all like all music. There are bound to be one or two joys of music that one somehow or other just can't share. No criticism, just a sort of personal block that one owns up to. I wonder, what particular kind or branch of music, John, seems to be denied you, something you just can't seem to enjoy?
Well, it's not exactly a branch of music, but what I hate most is when I go to dinner parties and people play the music... not quite loud enough to hear properly, but just loud enough to completely ruin the conversation. No,
it's called music.
It's music.
Professionally.
What is a closed musical book to you, Frank, in that sort of sense?
I don't know. There's no sense, there's no feeling. I like almost all of it. I worked at Radio 3, and the only thing that upsets me are... when I'm working, I don't like to work to is sort of atonal... stuff.
I share Frank's feeling about atonal music, and for one short hair-raising period in my life, I got onto a list, the BBC, of opera singers who could be entrusted with that sort of music, which meant she had perfect pitch and all kinds of things which I didn't have. And I got cast to do one of these works by Hans Werner Henze.
Cool.
And I
couldn't get these. It was a... I couldn't get it right. So BBC had sent a record of a German baritone singing this with the conductor composing. So I thought, I'll have a listen to him. So I had to listen. I thought, I don't know how he does it. And then I thought, I wonder if he does. And I went to the piano, and when he was pitching the notes, I found he was nowhere near it. He wasn't anywhere nearer it than me, so I thought, that's fine. I'll go up when it goes up, down when it goes up, sing it as well as I can in the rhythm. The next day I went to rehearse with the Philharmonia Orchestra, and it got to this bit, and I went, like this. And in the break, coffee break, the leader, Manu Parikian, came up to me and he said, I just want to say to you that the orchestra are absolutely lost in admiration for the way you did that. How did you ever learn it?
Yes.
And with studied nonchalance, I said, took me a long time.
Dennis, there's a lot of music you claim you don't like, but any particular thing?
Well, I cannot stand any artifact or manufactured object that when you lift a lid plays Raindrops Are Falling on My Head. but what I have a particular hate on at the moment is for what I think are called video promos or promos.
Yeah.
The idea of experiencing music as something to look at. One can picture in about 50 years' time people say, listen, darling, they're showing our song.
Well, very interesting. Very interesting. John and Frank, together. Put your heads together.
One.
See if you can work... Put your heads together and see if you can work out what famous and popular song followed this introduction. So what follows it from your point of view, John?
Well, pathetic, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Do you know what it is?
Yes.
Simply pathetic.
Yes.
I just said it.
Yeah, that's right.
I gave you a clue.
Pathetic. All right, fair enough. Here is what actually follows that introduction. I really ought to stop. The subject has been brought upon enough.
We really feel we ought to stop because you've undergone enough. I'd rather wait for the video.
Danny Kaye.
Yes.
It's Danny Kaye.
Danny
doing Kaye's something like that,
Tchaikovsky, yes, that's right. The quotation from Tchaikovsky. Ian, you're a man who's often been accompanied, and sometimes even at the proper tempo. I say that because some songs are virtually unsingable at the speed set by their accompanist, or so-called accompanist. Listen to this poor girl trying to sing a jazz tune called Stomping at the Savoy in hot pursuit of Bob Crosby's band.
A chance to dance. Your form just like a clean vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheeks so soft and close to mine. Divine,
she said.
I know the feeling.
It doesn't help that the drummer was getting quicker all the time, but that's just a personal matter between Bob Crosby and his drummer. Only 13 years old, that singer, Ian. Did you spot who she was?
Could it have been Judy Garland?
Yes, Judy Garland at 13, singing Stomping at the Savoy. Dennis, Judy's 1938 song, They're Playing Nine Pins in the Sky, turns out to have an extra pin in this recording.
Oh, laugh at raindrops, laugh at thunder, clouds will soon roll by, they're playing.
Well, now, nine pins, then it's ten pins.
Well, I would have...
How come
I think that? I knew it as they're playing ten pins in the sky. And nine pins was the kind... was what we knew bowls as. It was skittles, when we used to call it skittles. Yeah. And then ten-pin bowling, where it was accompanied by hamburgers and Coke and so on, and you got the extra pin. Yeah. I think the nine pins was the English
form of it, and the 10 pins was the American import.
The original game was 9 pins, going back way back in time. Sometime in the last century, somewhere or other, 9 pins was banned. So they added a 10th pin to get around the restriction.
Really?
But the song is originally listed as 9 pins in the sky.
Was it?
Why in a 1938 film? I really don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody will write and tell us. Right, Nat D. Ayer was born in Boston, Massachusetts, about 100 years ago. He died in England in 1952. He composed a lot of many, many, many memorable songs, including this one, which Frank sings in the key of C, I think.
Sure. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, let me put my arms around you, I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll, if you ever leave me, how my heart will ache, I want to hug you but I fear you break. Oh, you beautiful doll.
What? Record companies occasionally issue accompaniment discs with the invitation to add your own voice live over the top. In John's case, that sometimes means a siffling session. Here comes the record, John, the habanera from Carmen. If you'll kindly pucker up. Definitely Olé, that was. Really, very Olé. I couldn't persuade Dennis to sing the Toreador song. Here's the next best thing on a Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday afternoon, on a Sunday afternoon, oh, what a luxury, crumpets and muffins for tea. The organette upstairs is playing a lovely tune. So we always send the kids for a walk on a Sunday afternoon.
I don't say it's necessarily my favourite song, but he is my favourite popular song composer, Jerome Kern. Let me just sketch in a chorus of one of his loveliest tunes, and then Ian will add the words.
away. I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Just one look at the score sheet and then I knew. It's a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.